Your next affirmation is the affirmation that you are a good person. Now, you don't need to keep telling yourself over and over again that you're a good person. The way you can affirm this is by committing to not doing anything you know you should not do, meaning not do anything you know it's a bad thing to do. Always act in an honest way, at least for the 10 days you're doing the exercises, but really, you should do this the rest of your life. Always act in an honest way. That way, you will do your exercises with integrity. And what does that mean? When you do your exercises with integrity, it means you are giving 100% of you to what you are doing. Remain honest and you will notice how you develop this integrity and your ability to give 100% to anything you're doing increases. Just give it a try. In fact, just go ahead and do it. You're going to affirm right now that you're an honest person who gives 100% with integrity to whatever it is you're doing, and you're going to follow through with this. So while we're working on the super confidence exercises, if there's anything you're going to do, you're not going to do 100%, just simply commit to not doing it. Drop it. Simply do not do anything you're not going to commit to doing 100%. This is very important if you want to train your unconscious mind to understand that you really want change and change is going to happen now. You must affirm that you're a person who does things 100%, with 100% commitment. And I want you to go ahead and commit to that right now. If for whatever reason you cannot commit to that, then just wait until you can commit to such a thing, until you can actually affirm that you will do things 100%. You are a person who does things 100% with integrity. Until you can actually say that truthfully, just wait. Don't do the program. Once you can affirm that you can do things 100% with 100% commitment, then you can start the program. You also must commit to letting go of anything that distracts you or keeps you from doing the exercises and following through with the program. So if you need to move to a different location to do this, then go ahead and do it. If you're just too distracted at home, just take a vacation, take a break, take a week off and an extra weekend and do the exercises somewhere else. These are all basic commitments and affirmations you have to follow through with. During the days you'll be doing the exercises for super confidence, at the beginning of each day, I will present a new affirmation, something new for you to affirm. And the exercises that you'll be doing have to do with what I'm going to ask you to commit to for each and every particular day. If you need to, listen to this CD again, twice, or maybe even three times. And the second time around, take notes. Get yourself a notebook, a notepad. Notebook is better, and a pen or pencil. And take notes on the exercises and on the affirmations. And you can do this for every CD that you listen to. Now, this CD you can listen several times, as many times as you want, before actually going onto the other CDs with the exercises for the 10 days. With the other CDs, where you actually have exercises for each day, each one of the 10 days of super confidence training, I want you to listen to each CD, and at several points on each CD, I will be explaining an exercise. And once I explain the exercise, I'm going to ask you to stop listening. Go ahead and do the exercise, and don't listen to anything more beyond that point until after you have done the exercise. So I don't want you to skip ahead and listen to the whole program and then go and begin doing the exercise. It'll still work, but it's not going to be as good. So now commit once again, make another commitment, and commit to listen to the CDs, follow the instructions as I describe them. Do the exercises and do not skip ahead. And please know that nothing is wasted in these CDs. So listen to each and every second of them with great attention. Just pay attention to what you're listening to, because nothing is wasted. Every bit of information is really important for this program. I have condensed years of training into 10 days, a 10-day program. So you must be really careful to follow the instructions, specifically as they're being given. Follow every exercise, every instruction for every exercise to the letter. Do not skip exercises. Do not skip instructions. Even if you think that it's not important or it's a minor detail, it's really not. This program is designed to work really fast, really powerfully, but you must follow the instructions and do everything you're being asked to do. You need to affirm that you're a person who corrects your own character flaws. So make that commitment that you will correct all your character flaws as you begin to understand them and know what they are. And I'm going to start you with one particular character flaw that almost everyone has. Now, during the next few days, as you're going through your super confidence exercises, if at any time while you're doing the exercises or while you're not doing the exercises, if at any time in the next 13 days, if at any time you feel angry about anything or about anyone, I want you to immediately stop whatever you are doing. Right away, just sit down and wait until you are no longer angry. Just sit down, feel your anger, and whatever triggers it, just stop thinking about it and focus on the feeling of anger and just feel angry. Even if you feel angry for no reason, whatever reason it is, it doesn't matter. The real reason is that it's a character flaw. There's no real reason to get angry. Anger can sometimes be useful, but for the most part, its use does not outweigh the damage it's going to cause you. It's going to create all sorts of blockages in you, or it's going to reinforce any blockages you may have. So just let that go right away. Make the commitment right now that you will let go of all anger. And of course, things will pop up that may trigger anger, so I want you to, in such cases, just stop immediately. Sit down somewhere, stop thinking about anything that's causing the anger, and just focus on the emotion itself. Just feel it, observe it, do nothing about it until it just goes away. Once it goes away and you're calm again, then go back and resume doing whatever it was that you were doing, or do something else. The point is to correct this character flaw as soon as you notice it. If at any point during your super confidence days, you feel or think that there's something, or some exercise, or some task that you just cannot do, I want you to stop. Write down in a notebook what it is that you think or feel you cannot do. And then I want you to realize, commit now to actually going inside and understanding that when you think that you cannot do something in the super confidence exercises, if that even happens, it only means that on some level, conscious level or unconscious level, you simply do not want to do the exercise or perform the action. It's not that you cannot, that is untrue. It's just that on some level, perhaps even an unconscious level, you simply do not want to do it. So if that happens, what I want you to do is just stop, sit down, and write down on your notebook why it is that you do not want to do it. This is really important. You must understand that it's your own choice. And I want you to go ahead and write down why it is that you do not want to do it, if this happens at all. If it doesn't happen at all, great. You don't need to worry about it. You don't need to do anything about it. Even if it happens, you don't need to worry about it. Just go ahead and write down why it is that you do not want to perform a particular task. And once you write it down, Just keep going on with the exercise. Start all over again. Start the exercise again. Or just take it from where you left it and keep going on with it.